Today, Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole and his running mate Jack Kemp began their campaign to win the White House away from President Clinton. As the thousands of delegates to the San Diego convention were packing their bags, the candidates headed off to Colorado, with Bob Dole pledging to take his message across America and to fight for every state. The two will go on to Buffalo, New York this weekend. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold is traveling with the Dole campaign. Elizabeth, if the quick turnaround polls that we're seeing are to be believed, it appears that Bob Dole is getting quite a bounce, as they say, out of this convention. What's the campaign going to do, do you think, to maintain this new popularity?
Well, as you say, Noah, these polls should be viewed in context. This has been a big week, but the numbers that will be more indicative will come after both conventions are over. But what the Dole campaign intends to do is aggressively sell the tax cut plan. That's what Dole promised this morning to the Republican National Committee's post-convention breakfast meeting. This usually the morning after the event is really nasty. In 1992, then-President George Bush delivered a blistering attack on Clinton, everything he hadn't said the night before in his speech, and that really set the tone of the campaign. Dole, by contrast, this morning was congenial. He joked that he didn't have anything better to do this morning since he no longer had to practice his speech. He has had problems seizing opportunities like this one, Noah. He missed the chance to really launch his candidacy when much of America was focused on him when he stepped down from the Senate. And in the opinion of many Republicans, he lost considerable time these last few months because he offered no vision. Well, this morning he said he looked out into the audience and said last night he saw a lot of his friends from Russell, including his optometrist, and he said there was plenty of vision there. I should point out that the campaign has received an infusion of some much-needed money, and an advertising blitz begins shortly with the emphasis on trust and, again, Dole's tax cut plan.
And how do they, well, they plan this campaign now, starting from now till November, how do they figure in Jack Kemp?
Well, as Kemp has said several times now, he does not envision his role as an attack dog. Dole said this morning it is not going to be a mean and nasty campaign, and he said, that means Jack and I are going to work together as a team. Dole's acknowledging that Kemp can get a little ahead of himself, but frankly, he's more than pleased with his choice. They're going to campaign together for a while, then split up, with Kemp spending considerable time in California. Today, at an outdoor rally in San Diego, just before leaving, Kemp's discipline slipped a bit, Noah. He promised he wasn't going to give a speech, and then he went on for another 15 minutes. But Dole seems to be enjoying it, and as Kemp is putting on football jerseys and playing catch with the crowd and stuff, that Dole appears to, he's just very relieved. And although he did say he doesn't like having to sign the little footballs because it's difficult for him.
Right. So it sounds as if you saw today a different Bob Dole from the pre-convention time, the time he came into San Diego.
Well, Dole, as I said, he's enthused and he's just having a good time, which is more important than you realize. You know, I've talked to a lot of voters over the past 6 months who think of him as this mean man, this guy who never smiles, the man delivering the speech from the Senate well. So the more relaxed, the better. He was out there shaking the hands of San Diego Charger girl cheerleaders on stage at this rally. Then he launched into a speech defending his credibility and making the case for tax cuts. His own assessment of the convention was that he succeeded in making it inclusive. He said the exits were all clearly marked and he didn't see anybody leaving. Yeah, he's just definitely cheered up and pleased to have somebody up there with him. Last night's acceptance speech was a really big moment for him. He has sought the nomination for 16 years. Now he has it. He said this morning to Republican leaders, you know, I've been coming to these things for years, and last night I finally got to talk last.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold talking with us from the Dole campaign.